Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Ma Shemecha, what is your name? Vayomer Yaakov, and he said, Jacob. Vayomer Lo Yaakov Ye'emer Od Shimcha. Then he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, Ki Im Yisrael, but Israel. Ki Sarita Im Elohim, for you have striven with God, Ve'im Anashim, and with men, Vatuchal, and have prevailed. Vayomer Elav, Ma Shemecha, Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Lo Yaakov Ye'amer Od Shimcha, Ki Im Yisrael, Ki Sarita Im Elohim, Ve'im Anashim, Vatuchal. And he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed. So the one who was formerly known as Yaakov, the heel holder, the grappler, the manipulator, was blessed with a new name through his struggle with God. Note that the Hebrew name Yisrael means he will prevail with God. He will fight to believe, he will struggle and hang on to hope. And in his surrender, he will receive a new life from above and a new identity, a new name. The word Yisrael does not mean God-fearer or even God-lover or man of faith even, but rather God-wrestler, one who struggles with God until the blessing comes. Amen. As Yeshua said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that is, for those who struggle and search for truth, for they will be filled. Note, however, that the blessing comes with a wound. The limp that Jacob acquired constantly reminded him of his ongoing need for God's help. As A.W. Tozer once famously said, beware of any Christian leader who does not walk with a limp, for the limp symbolizes the struggle we have with God, our own God wrestling, to know God and to acquire the blessing for our lives. Shalom, shalom, friends.